In many cases, a program facing budget cuts would try to show off the good work it does, but a DNR spokesman says the agency politely declines our request to do so. That no thanks has left reporters looking for past examples of the work of DNR scientists. A few years ago, WPR collected audio of a DNR and UW research project exploring the southern movement of bears. Then DNR Secretary Matt Frank briefly held two bear cubs.
How fantastic it is that we have a state where we have a wild bear population like this that is thriving and that, you know, we're learning more about through these kind of research efforts.
Other researchers sent us some recent video of a DNR-led joint effort with UW-Green Bay and Brown County to move stranded northern pike from a wetland and into the waters of Green Bay.
There's one right here, there we go. Oh, the ripples.
Some UW-Madison scientists heap praise on the DNR's work. Professor Steve Carpenter directs the campus's Limnology Center. Carpenter says the UW and DNR have long collaborated, including on a project on a large Madison lake.
A group of DNR managers and scientists worked with university scientists, came up with a plan to change the food web of Lake Mendota, and in the process, created an outstanding walleye fishery and improved the water clarity of the lake.
UW Wildlife Ecology Professor Tim Van Dielen is a former DNR scientist. Van Dielen says DNR staff often do the ongoing monitoring of experiments, including those focusing on deer.
For maintaining the data quality and then feeding that information back in almost real time to the stakeholder committees that then advise the management folks.
Governor Scott Walker has started to publicly waver a little on some of his proposed budget cuts, but on Earth Day, just after dozens of DNR employees got preliminary layoff notices, Walker took a firm stand on the science reductions.
We believe going forward that science should drive decisions in the Department of Natural Resources, but that we do it on a as-needed basis.
Walker talks of contracting out more of the DNR's research. At a forum at the UW-Madison that evening, former DNR Secretary George Meyer, now with the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation, joked that science is not driving DNR decisions.
Let me just start out by saying, do you know what the difference is between a former DNR secretary and a current DNR secretary? I can say climate change.
Meyer also questions the governor's idea of contracting out some DNR research. Meyer says the UW, for example, charges overhead costs that would dissolve any savings to the state budget. He says he thinks the Walker administration and state lawmakers may eventually just settle on eliminating some vacant science positions at DNR. Until the issues are resolved, current DNR science employees aren't saying much. Jeff Myers is president of the Wisconsin Science Professionals Union Local at DNR. Myers says his members are just trying to do their job.
We're basically technical people that help people make decisions.
And soon, elected officials at the state capitol will decide what the DNR scientists can do next. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.